Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. After an attempt to secure a bipartisan deal failed, Senate Republicans went nuclear for the fourth time in the Senate's history Thursday to speed up confirmation of President Trump's nominees. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republicans had threatened to turn to the nuclear option, which would allow for a rule change with a simple majority vote, to blast through the blockade from Senate Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Lawmakers were frustrated that, through the first 8 months of Donald Trump's presidency, not a single nominee had moved through fast-track unanimous consent or voice votes. Senate Majority Leader John Thune argued it shouldn't have come as a surprise to the Democrats what Republicans intended to do. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump's chief of staff says Charlie Kirk's assassination has been devastating for White House staffers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Susie Wiles said Charlie Kirk was very much a part of the White House family.
And maybe the highest profile MAGA person outside of those that are working here. So I think it shook everybody to their core.
And the White House chief of staff told the Scott Jennings Show that this week's political violence brought back the memories of last year's assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kirk's killer remains at large. President Trump is attending a New York Yankees game. The visit marks the 24th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Earlier in the day, Trump honored victims at the Pentagon. Security was heightened at the stadium with metal detectors and Secret Service agents present at every entrance. Trump greeted players before the game and predicted a Yankees win. On Wall Street, the Dow by 617 points, the Nasdaq rose 157. This is SRN News. A new poll about God and politics, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans that they think the Almighty takes a hand on Election Day. When considering the 2024 presidential election specifically, 49% of respondents say they do not believe that God was involved. 32% think President Trump's victory is part of God's plan, but that doesn't mean that he approves of all of Mr. Trump's policies. Those percentages were about the same in 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in the Chinese city and a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation, which stopped short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. This is SRN News. ICE detainees are now arriving at a new detention center in Mason, Tennessee, northwest of Memphis.
Despite loud objections from upset residents and activists during a contentious public meeting, Tennessee's corrections agency has previously fined CoreCivic $44.7 million for violations from 2022 through February. The company has spent more than $4.4 million to settle about 80 lawsuits and out-of-court complaints alleging mistreatment, including at least 22 inmate deaths. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A panel of Brazilian Supreme Court justices has sentenced former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years and 3 months in prison after convicting him of attempting a coup to remain in office despite his 2022 electoral defeat. More details at srnnews.com.